And one of the questions that comes up for me and for our listeners is, and then how would you stay in it? What is it that you do to let it continue to be this fuel, this guiding, this lens? And just by way of confession, so 1 year, rather recently, we sat down as a lovely little family of four and heard a word and wrote it on these little ornaments that we hung on the tree, and it was beautiful. And then the next year, when we unpacked our ornaments, I found the four ornaments and I went, what the heck are these? And I start reading them, and it took a while, and I went, oh, these were those words from God. Like, I didn't even remember them. Yes. And we committed to praying for each other about them.
Yes.
And it just never happened. And so for us, what we had to do, and we do now regularly, is in the mud room, which is the path that everyone walks through the garage into the kitchen multiple times a day, we took our words, all four of us, and put them on a sticky note. And so we see them every day. So last year, I saw words from God for 365
wow.
days. And what's so beautiful is it's just a kind remembering. It's not buried in a journal and then the shame of 3 months go by, but it's actually ordering our days.
Now, what do you mean by words? Because I don't think we've explained that yet. What are these words?
Yeah. So an example, like some years God might give like a scripture where it's just a guiding, kind of an orientation.
Okay.
That whatever else he's doing, this is a lens by which he wants me to be thinking about
yes.
things. So, you know, 1 year he gave me the parable of the 10 women and the lamps and the lamp oil, right? And so that was the word for me that kind of embodied the message of there's something in this parable that's important to God in my growing this year. I have no idea what it is, but the story intrigues me. There's all kinds of mystery. Everyone interprets it with different pieces. And so I just wrote lamp oil, right? 1 year, my son, it was courage. It was, you're going to need courage for what's ahead. And so it's to pray for courage. And so sometimes it's a word, sometimes it's a story, sometimes it's something that represents what's on the frontier of our growth. And it takes all different forms, but it's something that's very tangible as an access point. And so it's something we could write on a sticky note and put it right in front of us.
Yeah,
and
that's good.
And that way, it's something we can return to easily.
So what we recommend is that you ask Jesus for a word or a scripture or some words over the entire year.
Yeah.
Like, do you have a theme for this year, Lord? Do you have a word of promise? Do you have a word of counsel? And some friends had been living in a really tough place financially, and the word that they heard over their year was abundance.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really hard to believe it. It was really hard to trust it. But they wrote it down on a sticky and put it on the bathroom mirror and prayed into it and asked for it and built towards it. And like, okay, this is a year of abundance. We're going to pray for it. We're going to believe it. We're going to receive it. So it might be a word. It might be a theme.